A gruesome child abuse case in Newark has prompted New Jersey's governor to call for an investigation into the state's child welfare agency. Three young children were abused and locked away in a basement. One died. Today, a supervisor who managed the children's care was suspended, and a boyfriend of the mother was arrested. NPR's Nancy Solomon has more from Newark.
The short, brutal life of Faheem Williams ended in a dark, dank basement. His body was covered in a sleeping bag and stuffed into a garbage can. He was 7 years old. His twin brother, Raheem, and his younger sibling, Tyrone, were found cowering in another locked room, starved, filthy, and bruised. Newark Mayor Sharp James visited the house after the boys were discovered.
The room was a nightmare. Feces, you name it, what have you, vomiting, locked in a room without any care or any treatment.
Police are searching for Sherry Murphy, a go-go dancer and cousin who had been entrusted with the boys' care. Her boyfriend discovered the boys and says he had no idea there were children living in the house. Their mother, Melinda Williams, was jailed last year in an assault case and says she hadn't been able to find her sons since her release in August. The mother is in a New York hospital after being hit by a car on her way to see her two surviving sons. While police and FBI agents search for the cousin, Governor James McGreevy is calling for an investigation of New Jersey's child welfare agency.
And we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to take the necessary actions, but I'll be damned if we don't correct the problem. Children ought to be protected. This is reprehensible. The report today was disgusting.
The New Jersey Division of Youth and Family Services, known here as DYFUS, had previously investigated the family after an anonymous caller reported abuse. The caseworker found no children in the home on two visits and closed the case. The union that represents the caseworker says she had more than 100 cases. The state disagrees. Hetty Rosenstein is president of the local chapter of the Communications Workers of America.
We can't let this sit at the door of an individual worker, because these are huge systemic issues. The caseloads are too high. The supervisors are overwhelmed.
Much like the children they serve, Rosenstein says the agency suffers from neglect by the state capitol. In fact, a 1997 report found the system was failing to protect the state's children who most need help. Cecilia Zalkin, director of the Association for Children of New Jersey, says the problems go beyond money shortages and mismanagement, although those don't help. She says one agency can't help families stay together and remove children from dangerous homes.
I think it's a fiction to think that families will come voluntarily to DYFUS for help. Maybe we should just simply say this is the Child Protection Agency and give it the resources and the authority it needs to do that and look to help families in a different way.
Today, the mother's boyfriend was arrested and accused with sexually assaulting one of the boys. In the meantime, Governor McGreevy has demanded that DYFUS check on every child in their system, all 51,000 of them, to make sure they're safe. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Newark.